We begin a very busy Thursday morning by welcoming in Trudy Merritt, joining us on behalf of the Platte River Fitness Series. Trudy, good to see you back in the studio today.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
We're talking off the air. The weather has changed, but the nice part about this year is it's not too noticeable in the afternoon. You have to shed that coat or jacket in the morning, and then in the afternoon we're getting some beautiful temperatures.
Exactly. It's been truly a blessing of a fall. We've had weather where the early morning runners, that it's still warm for them. You know, they are a hardy group. Mm-hmm. A lot of people move their outdoor exercise time to later in the day. Certainly that's what I do, move from an early morning to a mid-afternoon or even evening where it's a little bit warmer. So we've just been, when you have 70-degree weather in November and you can run in shorts and a t-shirt, it's a pretty good fall.
Oh, I would say so. I would say so. And the fall is far from over. We'll get a taste of winter to end this work week. But then the weekend, we have some beautiful temperatures, mid-60s. And that's extremely relevant with a race coming up on Saturday.
Exactly. We have Flash Your Feathers. And it is not what you might think. It is not related to Thanksgiving. We do have a Thanksgiving day run, but
yep,
not related.
Yep, it's quickly approaching.
A Flash Your Feathers is the creation of Dr. Tom Pratt. He liked, replicated, I guess you could say, an event when he was in college where the purpose was to really sport the colors and the gear of your favorite sports team or your favorite school.
Cool.
So flashing your feathers means you are all decked out in your colors of the school or the sports team that you love the most. And so we
awesome.
Get plenty of Huskers, to be sure, but
we get
representation from pro sports, college sports, high school sports. It's really, really a lot of fun to just sort of sport the colors of your favorite team.
And you're going to have an opportunity, too, to learn a little bit more about some of these individuals that you might have known for a little while but might not know their favorite sports teams and that about them, too.
That really is a lot of fun because people sometimes go back to when they were younger, and so you don't know necessarily where someone came from. Mm-hmm. So states that, you know, you just think of everybody as a Husker. But
sure,
we definitely have a wide range of sports teams and mm-hmm. schools represented.
So that's coming up on Saturday of this week, and you and I were talking off the air too. It's you know, a little bit cooler in the morning, but the great part about this race is it doesn't start until 10 o'clock.
Exactly. So these last three races do start a tad bit later than those early morning races that we're used to in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And so this race, the start time for the race is 10 a.m. So that does get us past that dawn period when the temperature usually drops.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to warm up. So it'll be cool. There's no doubt about it. Guaranteed we'll still have people running in shorts, but they may have a sweatshirt on top of those
sure.
shorts as well.
Sure.
So race day registration starts at 9, and this event is really fun because it starts and ends at PALS.
Oh, hey, it doesn't get much better, especially for a Saturday, right? A game day Saturday.
Exactly, exactly. It is so much fun for folks to gather there. PALS is such a great supporter of this event. And they, you can stay then once the race is over with
sure.
your friends and family and enjoy football and enjoy a meal and some beer. And so it's a really, really great event. And I also have to say that we are bidding this race a fond farewell. Dr.
Really?
Pratt's put this race on for 10 years
mm-hmm.
and he feels like it's time for this race to find the sunset. They are a lot of work. And
sure.
after 10 years, we just totally appreciate the profoundly great effort of Tom and his entire team. So, you know, sometimes race directors, their life situation changes. Their kids grow
sure.
and their kids get busier. And, you know, so circumstances change for them. So I'd really love to see a huge turnout as a way to thank Dr. Pratt for 10 years of this really, really fun, great race.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's coming up on Saturday. You mentioned race day registration going to begin at about 9 o'clock, right?
Yep, right at Powell's.
And then registration is still open digitally as well for folks if they'd like to register today.
Yep, they can register online until 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Awesome.
And that's always the best way to go. Mm-hmm. You don't have to wait in line and you're more likely to get a t-shirt that day.
Yeah, and you can kind of show up a little bit later too and not have
exactly.
to worry about the registration process, waiting in line, getting all that information sorted
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Super wise.
And Trudy, you mentioned a couple moments ago that we have another exciting event coming up this month as well.
We do. We have one of our largest events, the Turkey Trot. This race, of course, occurs on Thanksgiving morning.
Sure.
So you get up and move your feet before you eat. And it's
just
a great way to start Thanksgiving. Tim O'Neill and the crew from St. Pat's Cross Country are the race directors for this event. It is fun, and it is so family-centered. We'll have people from all around the country who come and for the holiday with their
yeah,
family,
sure.
and then that's their tradition. They come, they run, they eat, and we
doesn't
love
get much
it.
Better.
Yep, it's one of our largest races of the year.
We have some people that are returning home for holiday get-togethers, and some people that are coming to our community for the first time. And what better way to experience it than being involved with the Platte River Fitness Series?
Exactly. And what's better than someone running in a turkey hat? It's great.
Exactly. There's going to be a lot of comical relief for folks that day,
yes,
too.
Yes.
Is registration open for that race already, Trudy?
It is. Rec Center has the paper forms, and registration is online as well.
Awesome. So that's coming up on Thanksgiving. Anything else in the near future you'd like to talk about this morning?
Well, the final race of 2022 and our biggest race by far is the Jingle Bell Run.
That
takes place that first Saturday in December. I believe that's the third. Registration is open for that. That is just one of the best community celebrations, not only of the holidays, but of healthy holidays.
Mm-hmm.
People gather together. The costumes are fantastic. So everybody loves the sweatshirts. So really, really a great race.
And that kind of is the official welcome into the Christmas season, in my opinion, too. So.
I believe that to be true. I do. And we just have such community support for that event. And it really is a really healthy and positive thing, way to start the holidays.
And Trudy, I want to remind folks as well with the Platte River Fitness Series, if you've not participated before, there's no time like the present to sign up and participate for some of the events we've talked about coming up here in November and early December. And these are for everybody, rather you've been on this fitness journey for months, years, or rather you're wanting to just begin this fitness journey and living a healthier lifestyle. The Platte River Fitness Series is for you.
Exactly. And the thing that I think is just so wonderful, because truly it's about community, is by signing up for just a single race, that automatically puts you in as a participant in this fitness series. And there's no additional fees or charges. It's completely free to be a fitness series participant. You pay the entry fees for mm-hmm. your races, but in terms of the points challenge and the finisher's challenge and all of the things that go along with the series, it's totally free.
Mm-hmm. And we know seasonal depression disorder is very much a real thing. We're getting to that time of the year where it's going to start to impact more and more. Some folks have already probably noticed a little bit of that too, with it getting even darker earlier in the evenings. So I think the best way that I've heard to combat that is physical activity and exercise.
You know, there's irrefutable science that shows that physical movement, physical activity, and rigorous physical activity, it doesn't have to be, you know, a boot camp style exercise, but exercises like walking and running truly are the number one way mm-hmm. to help with mental health as well as physical health. Time changes on Saturday night mm-hmm. into Sunday, and that is when that seasonal depression really hits for some folks. So getting out, getting some daylight, even if it's chilly, put on an extra layer and some gloves and a hat and go outside.
Absolutely. Get some of that physical activity and enjoy our rec center as well, too, if you're
exactly.
worried about those cooler temperatures.
Yep. If the footing gets slick and icy, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for exercise at the rec center as well.
Trudy, if folks want to learn more about the Platte River Fitness Series, sign up for some of the events, or learn more about them, how can they do so?
PlatteRiverFitness.com.
Trudy, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio.
You too.